Listener Production.
Hi, it's Jessica Heatley with your local news briefing. Youth crime across North Queensland has seen a drastic increase. Cairns has seen 221 people involved in the unlawful entry into a property or private land last month. Leader David Christofouli says the offenders are the same individuals who aren't punished harshly under the law.
It's the same people committing the same crimes. The only thing that changes are the Queenslanders whose lives are torn upside down.
Future GPs are being called upon to train in both rural and remote communities following shortages across far north Queensland. Applications are now open for 2023. This is also the first opportunity to apply for the new rural generalist training. RACGP Rural Chair Dr. Michael Clements says this will provide enhanced skills for those who wish to go regional.
For those that take our message and do this training in rural and remote areas, they're going to be exposed to and supported in training in a really wide variety of skills, a jack of all trades approach to their learning, where they can learn everything from the traditional general practice consultation skills in chronic disease, all the way through to emergency skills, trauma management, and how to hold your own in a rural emergency department.
And king tides are expected in the Cairns area from tonight. This warning will be in place until Sunday, with tide levels peaking on Thursday night at 3.38 metres. Motorists are being urged to drive carefully and slowly, avoid parking in low-lying tidal areas, and to never drive through floodwaters. Taking a look at local sport in local rugby league, the Mossman Sharks stay atop the ladder following another win over the Kangaroos, 48-30. Same goes for Innisfail, the second place is defeating the Tully Tigers, 34-20. Meantime, Ivanhoe Knights won by 44 points over Mareeba, 10-54 the score there, and Yarrabah beat Souths, 28-38. No such luck for bottom of the ladder, Edmonton, who were defeated by Atherton, 12-28 the final score. The Science Briefing is a new 15-minute podcast about the science of everything. Download the Listener app to listen for free.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe. In 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.